You've probably heard of the Puccini opera, Madame Butterfly, but not everyone is familiar with the play M. Butterfly. It's about a French diplomat in Beijing who falls in love with a Chinese opera singer. She turns out to be a spy, and then she turns out to be a man. It's all based on a true story. Broadway is mounting the revival of M. Butterfly this fall, but so is a smaller theater in Baltimore. And the director of that show got the chance to meet the French diplomat who inspired the story. Here's reporter Jake Saganero.
Director Vincent Lanchisi and his wife were traveling in the south of France earlier this year. They were chatting with their driver, and he told them a story about his former employer.
He said, well, I was a driver for a very famous man. You probably don't know his name, but there's a movie about him made with Jeremy Irons called M. Butterfly.
Mademoiselle Song. It was a beautiful performance.
Thank you.
I've always seen opera singers as overweight ladies in too much bad makeup.
My wife looked at me, her jaw dropped. I said, what?
Lanchisi was already scheduled to direct M. Butterfly by David Henry Wong this fall at Everyman Theater in Baltimore. When Lanchisi told his driver about it, the man put him in touch with his old boss, Bernard Boursicault, one of the central figures in the M. Butterfly story.
And, you know, from the moment I had Bernard Boursicault on the phone, I just said, I can't imagine what it must be like to live a life where the vast majority of the world has passed judgment on you based on a work of fiction about your life.
This summer, Lanchisi returned to France with his lead actor, Bruce Wilson, to meet Boursicault.
Bonjour.
Boursicault greets them with a kiss on the cheek.
How are you? Welcome.
He's 83 now and lives in a retirement home in a small town in Brittany. Back in the 1960s, Boursicault was a 20-year-old accountant at the French embassy in Beijing. He met an opera singer named Xu Pei Pu at a Christmas party, a male opera singer. They became friends, and Xu Pei Pu invited Boursicault to his house one evening.
He started to explain me a story that which was traditional in China, that there was a girl who became looked like a guy and to behave like a guy.
It was a Chinese tale of a woman who lived as a man for her family's sake. Xu Pei Pu told Boursicault that this was his story too. He lied and told Boursicault that he was actually a woman forced to live as a man because boys were more valued in China. Boursicault wrote about this in his journal.
On my journal, I wrote revelation, revealed. Mm-hmm. So everything in my head changed. Yeah. And a few days after, it was July, mm-hmm. and we had sex for the first time. And he provided blood.
So how is it possible Boursicault did not know he was having sex with a man? Xu Pei Pu would later show doctors in a medical exam how he could create the illusion that he was female. And Boursicault says their intimate moments were always in the dark. Perhaps he was naive, or he just found the lie more exciting than the truth. But that's not the end of it.
Short time after, he explained me that he was pregnant. He made me believe that he was pregnant.
By this time, Boursicault, the embassy employee, had already begun passing French documents to the Chinese government to help Xu Pei Pu climb the Communist Party ranks. Boursicault eventually left Beijing for another post. When he returned for a visit, Xu Pei Pu had bought a child and passed him off as their son. Later, Boursicault brought Xu Pei Pu to Paris, though the relationship didn't last. And in 1983, they were arrested in France on charges of espionage. To this day, Boursicault claims he didn't know his lover was a man until it was revealed in court.
And I told him, why didn't you tell me you were a man? Told me we had no time. We never had time.
Death with honor is better than life with dishonor.
Spoiler alert. In M. Butterfly, the fictional French diplomat dies. Boursicault once saw Anthony Hopkins perform the role in London.
It was funny because there were people who were crying behind me and I wanted to say, don't cry so much, I am still alive.
Boursicault seems to get a kick out of the fame and attention, though he says he doesn't like the way the M. Butterfly narrative has taken over his story. After all the interviews he gave years ago, I ask him why he keeps agreeing to do more.
Because at the one that keep only a story which is not exact. Maybe people know me, it's better, I think.
After Lancisi and Wilson say goodbye, they try to reconcile M. Butterfly's fictional protagonist with the man they just met. But even after 5 hours with Boursicault, Lancisi says he still has a lot of questions. And that's okay.
I feel like there's even more mystery now about the man than there was before I met him, which is fabulous because it only enforces what the play already puts out there.
For The World, Jake Zaganero, Livret-sur-Changeant, France.